Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to Some Dumb Gaijin. My name is JJ, and I am your wonderful host. Hey guys, how's it going? It's 2021 now. I wanted to get something out before Christmas, before New Year's and all that shit, but in Japan, everybody's staying inside, nothing is changing. Back in Canada, everybody's staying inside, nothing is changing. Wherever you are, it's probably the same old shit. So this year, 2020 Christmas and 2020, 2021 New Year's, not that great, I guess, right? But we did get some good shows. I just watched Archer on Netflix, and that was amazing. Love Archer. And it's back to the James Bond-esque type theme, so it's awesome. And besides Archer, we got so many good shows coming up. We had the ending of The Mandalorian. That was amazing. I'm not going to spoil for anyone. And then Cobra Kai Season 3! I binge-watched that shit, it was so good! So for any of you that don't know, I'm actually Cobra Kai Jiu-Jitsu in Canada, so I'm actually the real Cobra Kai. And Season 3, just like Season 2, was just effing amazing. And yeah, let's talk about that for a bit. So if you guys haven't seen Cobra Kai, maybe fast-forward 5-10 minutes for spoilers. I'll let you do that now. Okay. So now, all the people that have skipped forward, I'm guessing, don't want to watch Cobra Kai. don't want spoilers for Cobra Kai. You know, as I realized through Corona, the less and less sleep I have, and more stress I have, the more and more dumber I'm getting. And I'm pretty sure that will be good for my comedy. But, yeah, not so good for making conversations on a podcast when you're by yourself. But anyways, guys, yeah, Cobra Kai, effing amazing, so good. But a lot of questions to be asked. For example, why is Daniel and why is Daniel and Johnny's relationship just boom, all of a sudden, super, super good? Actually, you know what? They did that really good. I shouldn't shit on them for it. But what I will shit on is Miguel and Robbie. How many times are they going to switch factions, really? First he's Cobra Kai, then he's Miyagi-Do, then he's Miyagi-Do, then he's Cobra Kai. They keep switching back and forth the more that they, like, catch the other guy kissing the girl Sam. Like, whatever happened to bromanship? Now this girl is kissing them, and they're just getting fucked up left and right. Girls fuck with guys' brains. Proven fact. I mean, guys do with girls too, but, you know, that's not what Cobra Kai is about. It's about girls being bad. I'm joking. But, yeah, Cobra Kai is just amazing. I love this season, especially episode 5. So, before I watched season 3, I got into, I watched Karate Kid Part 2 again. And that's where he goes to Okinawa, and he has that epic, like, sensei and the rival dojo kind of thing, which I really enjoyed. And the first movie and the second movie, so enjoyed. Third movie, I don't remember at all. It's not on Netflix. Why is it not on Netflix? And really, it's stupid it's not on Netflix. So we're going to get back to that in a second. But episode 5, I think it was, Daniel goes back to Okinawa in Japan and sees that it's all changed, which it has in Japan. It changes every freaking year in Japan. And he meets his old rival. Epic battle there. I don't want to spoil it too much if people are still watching. And I thought it was just so well done. Episode 5 was definitely the best episode of the whole season to me. And I just loved that he was learning the new techniques. And yeah, just awesome. Hold on, I made notes because I knew that I was too stupid about that. Oh, and the movie. Man, I'm out of it. Do you see the black lines? Well, if you're listening to the podcast, you can't, but I'm like raccoon dog man right now. Just lack of sleep, really. Yep. I'm dying. Like a hooker pulling an all-nighter. But yeah, the music in Cobra Kai Season 3 was just amazing. At first you had, what was it, Twisted Sister. That epic scene where he's in Twisted Sister concert with Miguel, why don't I say Moogle? Final Fantasy character. Yeah, he's with Miguel and they're watching the Twisted Sister concert. It's so freaking amazing. Dee Snider looks like he hasn't aged at all. Kicking ass, singing The Kids Are Back, which you can also hear from the Jackass movie part 3, I believe it was. And he learns to tap his foot and get moving again. So man, that was epic. Then I think I heard some Wasp in there, so just the music is on tap, just amazing. And then what I don't get, though, is that they want to change, Johnny wants to change Cobra Kai now because, you know, Kreese, who is the best bad guy in all of cinema right now, man, is he good. He has that stone cold killer face and just a super badass bad guy. But Kreese takes over Cobra Kai, and now Johnny's just like, we need a new name. So we go with Eagle Fang, and we're like this kind of red shirt. And yeah, what a stupid freaking name. I thought it was hilarious at first. I laughed my ass off, but then they kept going with it. I'm like, no, don't. And I was really hoping that he would take it back, like the N-word, and just be like, no, we're taking back the power of Cobra Kai. We'll be Cobra Kai, and our Cobra will be red, like a Team Cobra from G.I. Joe or something. But no, he just threw that away. He even admitted it, though. Cobra Kai's a badass name. They should spell Cobra Kai Karate with a K. That's what he said. And I was like, oh, shit, Johnny. Shit, Johnny, you're going to get us in trouble. And what else did I want to talk about? Hawk becoming a good guy again. It's like, come on, man. We already got Miguel and Robbie switching sides back and forth like a transgender and a transitioning fucking 50 million times. And now we got a fucking... Hawk is a good guy again, which I love Hawk. He's an amazing character, and I do like that he is a good guy. But really, at a house fight, it should have been in the tournament. At least in the tournament, Hawk changes. But at the same time, I kind of wish he stayed a bad guy. Because now we just have Robbie and the girl on Team Cobra Kai who are going to compete against all these great characters on the good side. And just... Miguel and Sam alone seem like they can kick the shit out of everyone, as we've seen so far. So Hawk being on Robbie and the girls' team just seemed like a really badass combo that it's like, can you beat them? Probably not. And then the ending. That's the last thing I got written down here. And my crappy notes I wrote. The ending. So Daniel and Johnny team up. Now, I'm hoping that this is going to cause like trouble with one really PC amazing fancy bansy Miyagi-Do against Cobra Kai badass kick ass and take no shit, do your push-ups or get home. I mean, you saw it in the episodes coming up to that too, like Miyagi-Do is like, hey, you want your orange juice, you did a good job. Fuck off, it's karate. You don't need orange juice breaks when you're busting your balls trying to become a strong motherfucker. Fucking orange juice breaks my ass. That's totally not Cobra Kai. I don't think Sensei Johnny's gonna be down with that shit. And I hope that him and Daniel just butt heads more. But seeing them go together is just like, really? So now you have, I was hoping it would be three factions. That was my goal. I was like, I hope it's Daniel versus Johnny versus Kreese. And then you go in the tournament and you have three possible options instead of the usual TV 50-50. So I'm like, who's going to win? Is it going to be Miyagi? Is it going to be Cobra Kai? It should be Cobra Kai because the whole damn series is about Cobra Kai. But now the whole series just kind of threw out the Cobra Kai. And if Johnny is not Cobra Kai, then what the hell is the point of this? It was Cobra Kai and Johnny's redemption story. That's how I originally thought of it. Season one was badass with that. Then season two... kind of played with that a bit, and you're like, where is it going? And then the ending was amazing, and then you're like, really, what are they going to do now? And then season three kind of showed you where they're going, and they did an amazing job, but now it's just Cobra Kai versus Miyagi versus Johnny's kind of like in the Miyagi-Do now. It's like, no, Johnny, don't give up Cobra Kai, take that shit back. Cobra Kai blood versus Cobra Kai, and then Miyagi-Do, and then Johnny and Daniel do a special, like, what is it called? What do we call that in Jiu-Jitsu? Super match. So then at the very end, Daniel and Johnny have their final battle, and Johnny wins, and everyone is happy, all is right in the world. Cobra Guy gets his redemption. Turning good. But I don't think they're going that way, and it's going to be interesting how it goes. And that's all I'm going to talk about Cobra Guy, because I could talk for a million other hours. Because, like I said, I'm actually Cobra Kai. We're Cobra Kai Jiu-Jitsu. We're based in California. And our dojo is in Kelowna, British Columbia. and we're the only Cobra Kai affiliated in British Columbia. And actually, there's Cobra Kai in Japan, too, in Osaka. I think there's one in Tokyo, too. So one or two Cobra Kais in here in Japan. And two in Japan, one in Canada, and then I think there's two in California in the U.S.? There's probably more. Because Cobra Kai were badass. And yeah, what else is new with my life? So it seems like Joe Rogan and all the comedians are moving to Texas. If Corona gets better, I'm going to move back to Canada. And then give or take a year or two, I'm going to be moving my ass to Texas. And if that's the new hub, and that's where comedians got to go. Because I paid my dues with comedy. I've done like 2 years in Canada before I moved to Japan, just doing small little bars and parties. And then I moved to Japan, I got into Japanese comedy, and then I did Japanese comedy for 8 years. Back into English comedy. I did English comedy in between a little bit. But now I'm full-blown back into English comedy, ripping it up, pissing off all the PCs here in Tokyo. And you know what? I think I'm ready to piss off everyone around the world. My shit is said to be funny, and if it isn't, I don't care, because I laugh at what I laugh at, my friends laugh at what I laugh at, so I know I'm not boring. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people will love it if they love Bill Burr and crazy motherfuckers like them and Louis C.K. And yeah, I gotta just get back at it. And if I have to move to Texas, which I'm feeling Joe Rogan is gonna open up his own comedy club in Texas, if he does that, as scary as it is, I might just move to Texas. But then again, I think Texas and that has tornadoes and shit, doesn't it? In Canada, we've never had a tornado, we never had an earthquake. No other country wants to start war with us, so, maybe Canada, maybe Vancouver, Canada, start up there. If you guys seen YouTube, there's a really funny Japanese comedian, Yumi, who is doing stand-up in Canada, and she basically makes fun of, like, Western culture through a Japanese perspective. And me living in Japan for almost 10 years now, I'm gonna be making the fucking fun of Japan, and you know it! And because I've lived here for 10 years, I have every damn right to. So people can't say it's racist. People can't say, oh my God, he's being disrespectful to Japanese. Bitch, I am Japanese culture. If you can actually find another person, not even a Japanese person, yeah, even a Japanese person, because no Japanese person has ever done it that had sex with a geisha, then you can say that they can't make fun of Japanese culture. But me, I've done it all. I've done them all. It's pretty bad. I've done them all. Conquered Japan. No. Genghis Khan that shit. I have lived Japanese culture through and through. I've done more than people that have lived here for like 20 damn years. I think I've earned my right to make fun of them. And that's what I'm going to do. But it's funny and it's tasteful and I still love Japan. I'm not shitting on Japan. I'm just shitting on them for fun. Like a German. And I'm joking. I love you guys, German. Dankeschön. And yeah, so things are going good. I am really pumped for a lot of stuff. And my comedy's going good and I'm enjoying it and I'm having fun. And actually enjoying it and having fun is all that matters. And the more I listen to Joe Rogan and people talk about opening up in Texas, I'm kind of excited to go there too. Americans bully us Canadians, but they're just like a younger brother to us. So yeah, I'm pretty pumped. And yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think I should do it? Do you think I should stay in Vancouver? Do you think I should stay in Japan? Actually, no, though. The more about it, I don't want to stay in Japan. I've told people this about a million times right now, but basically, all in the news in Japan is British people are sending down their battleships and French people are joining American people in tests for military runs, and it's just pissing off China. And I'm like, you don't poke the big dog and don't expect the big dog to bark or bite back. And China's one person I don't want to fuck with. And I'm like, damn, at least in Canada, in Vancouver, there's more Chinese than there are white people, so they're not going to touch Canadians. So, but not just that. I mean, man, I'm tripping over my words like a Looney Tune character. But not just that, it's just a lot of things. I don't like how Japan handled the coronavirus. I mean, we're still not in lockdown, but we're having 1,000+... cases a day, and they're not testing them as much as America, or else we probably have 10,000 cases a day. And I don't know, Corona's a weird thing, too. Like, I kind of agree with what Joe Rogan said, that, like, small businesses should stay open, but people should wear masks, the doors and windows should be open. I mean, in Japan, I've done the gym. I went to the gym, and people are wearing masks. I never got Corona. I walked to the park. Some people are wearing masks. Some people aren't. I've never got Corona. I think as long as you're not, like, in a really tiny, like, bar space, like, spitting on other people. What was that? That was the South Park episode where they're like, they made some game and they're like, you have to try to say something before someone spits in your mouth. Like, just something stupid. And if you don't watch South Park, I apologize because that just went right over your head. But I mean, like, yeah, if you're not spitting in people's mouths, spitting in DNA and screwing people's DNA up, you're not going to get Corona. And as long as you stay distance and respect other people, and if you have a fever, don't be going outside. I don't think it's that bad. But at the same time, people that are not wearing masks and walking down the street and anti-mask protesters, it's a big slap in the face to all the people that did get Corona. And those people's gotta fucking learn how to be human again, you know what I mean? So there's like a really thin line and I'm really in between the middle on it. Yeah, because if all the businesses close down, the economy is just going to die. And right now, the economy is even more scarier than Corona. And that's the other reason why I want to go back to Canada. Or at least America. Because once the economy crashes, man, we are doomed. And even now in the news, switching it over now, they just said that Trump passed a bill. Hopefully it passed. And it said that Pentagon has 180 days to release all UFO fucking information. Which probably means we're all going to die in 179 days. Because we're probably never going to see that shit. But actually, no, if it does pass, man, that is cool. Because the government already released that shit saying these tic-tac-toe UFO videos on YouTube are real. They don't know what the hell it is, and it's not from this Earth. So they basically told the whole world that, yes, there are aliens. And we're all worried about Corona? No one's scared about aliens? I tell you, if aliens are real, and get this now. So I had this talk with another buddy the other day while watching Joe Rogan about like hunting. So Joe Rogan's like, I don't believe you should kill animals unless you're actually going to kill them for food and eat them. And I was like, really now? So then you don't have a problem if the aliens come to Earth and kill humans as long as they eat them? Fuck that, motherfucker. I don't want to be shot and eaten by an alien, but at the same time, I like my guns. I can't not eat meat. I mean, vegans, they look like they're that scrawny little dog outside of fucking McDonald's, like trying to get dumpster food that they throw out. And like Tim Hortons and McDonald's, you know, they take all that food and if it's like a day old, they have to throw it out. Bastards. They could be feeding those scrawny little vegans or dogs. But yeah, if aliens come, there's no guarantee that the aliens are going to be like these nice, what was it? Something of the third kind. Or E.T. or Men in Black. It's not going to be fucking cool. They're going to either eat us, beat us. Can you imagine that? Just all these gangster alien guys just curb stomping all the fucking humans. I mean, I kind of hope that aliens are that way. Because at least that way, then all the blacks, the whites, the Chinese, there would be no racism because then it's humans versus aliens. We would eliminate all the fucking racism. But I bet you $50 aliens are fucking racist too. I think a buddy was telling me, I've never watched Star Trek, so don't be hating me now, but I've never watched Star Trek, although I am interested in watching it. But he told me there was this episode about aliens and half of them were painted white and half of them were painted black. And I guess that type of alien was racist against another type of alien because this one that was black and white, like left side was black and right side was white. The other aliens were left side was black and right side was white. God damn it, I'm sorry, I can't talk today. But you know what I mean. So they were opposite white and black. But still, they were both white and black. But even though they were still both white and black, they were racist to the other alien because it was on the opposite side. And it was just making fun of how stupid racism is. But literally, if aliens came down there and they started shooting humans like a Mars Attacks, all humans would not care about racism. They would just be killing, like, zombies. Aliens. You know, if I just breathe in and breathe out, I think I'm fine. And, Yeah. Basically, kind of hoping those aliens come down and stir some shit. But, yeah, it's kind of interesting. Or like I told my cousin today, actually, I'm like, what if the aliens are actually, like, among us? Then you have Among Us. Because then you're trying to figure out what humans are human, what humans are alien. And then, worse than racism, you're going to have all these people just spazzing out, trying to kill people and be like, he was the imposter. Real life imposter among us. And that would be fucked up. And if the government doesn't release alien information because of that, kind of understand it. Kind of like all those people going nuts about draconians and replaying videos and checking out JJ's eyes if he blinks in a reptilian way. I don't know, man. The world's fucked up. Really, really fucked up. So fucked up that creators like me or comedians like me are just worried about saying fucked up. Because the minute I say fucked up, I'm not going to get to be able to be Wolverine in the next Marvel video because I use coarse language. Ching! But actually, Joe Rogan was talking about that today too. He's just like, so many comedians scared to say their mind because PC culture will shut them down and they'll lose their chance to be on sitcoms. And I go, Louis C.K., he's the one fucking yelling out the N-word and getting away with it because he shows people that he can use it in a non-negative way. Chris Rock is there being like, yeah, you're the biggest N-word I know. I don't say it because, one, I don't have the comedic skill to do it and not piss people off, and two, because I'm respectful because I have a bunch of black friends and they don't want me to do it, so I don't do it. But Louis C.K., I mean, just genius. He created his own show. That show he made all by himself, no Hollywood input, and it became like an Emmy award-winning show. A lot of those guys, Richie Gervais's thing, I think I got that right. I don't know. Damn English names. And all these comedians making their own shit is and going over Hollywood's heads with stand-up specials and all that. They're just doing fucking amazing. We don't even need to go through and do that way anymore. And if we just be who we are, fuck it. I mean, I'm a Canadian. I just swear all the time. Even when I'm talking to my mom, it's like, hey, mom, what are you fucking doing? Oh, yeah. Well, maybe not that bad, but you know what I mean. But yeah, basically, we just swear all the time. It's just normal words to express how you feel. It's like, how many people are you seeing dropping dishes these days and going, gosh darn tootin', I dropped another dish, honey. No, they go, ah, shit, fuck. And that's just how human language evolved. It became more powerful and more strong. And now if you see someone say, gosh darn it, doing a comedy special, fuck that guy, switch the channel because he is just trying to fucking say his shit doesn't stink so he gets a TV show. So, yeah, I'm unfiltered. I think unfiltered comedy is the way it is, the way it should be. And, looking forward to trying out some stuff back in the West, I think. But guys, yeah, that was just a little bit of an update of what's going on here. And I hope everyone's surviving with Corona and sticking it out. Shit's been tough here, man. I'm trying to be respectful to everyone and not go out too much. If I go out, I go to the park and walk home just to get exercise because if you're a healthy body, you have a better chance surviving Corona if you get it. So, I mean, you can't just lock yourself inside because then you're degrading your body. So if you do get it, then you're fucked. And I cut down my gym a lot too. I'm going like once every second day instead of going every day just to be respectful again. But you know what? Maybe I should be going every day because it keeps you sane. So if you're not working out, I recommend you to work out, read a book. Try not to watch too much TV. TV kind of got the hiccups. Ate a big dinner, sorry. TV kind of just mutilates your brain to say like, ooh, hypnotoad, let's just keep going. And then before you know it, 8 hours pass. And then tomorrow, 8 hours pass. And the next thing you know, you're just like in a comatose state, getting depression because nothing's getting done and your life is getting unfulfilled and blah, 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 blah. Or maybe that's just me. But yeah. Stay active, stay happy, and just be cool. And I'll talk to you again soon. This was Some Dumb Gaijin with Some Dumb Gaijin. Hey, peace.